Milk foamed, sizzling against steel, and he uncovered the lid in time for the milk to mollify. He poured oatmeal into the milk, carefully, and then clanking spoon against corral to scoop every grain into the pot. He leaned elbows straight over the sink and stared out the window, letting the steaming spoon drip onto dirty dishes. My question hung in the air with eagerness. My phone vibrated for the second time in 2 minutes. I turned the screen over then, noted the Amtrak app logo, and turned it back face down. "Is that a no?" I asked, standing up. He moved from the sink, and I replaced him as he hovered over the pot, stirring monotonously. The rumble of storm behind the wheezing gas oven brought me comfort, but I snapped the window shut to dull the noise from the wind chimes. He stirred the oatmeal, scraping the bottom so the milk and honey didn't stick. I didn't enjoy arts and crafts, but meticulous concentration washed away the grief that handicapped him. He'd become consumed with needling and taping and stapling, and I was less ill at ease because of it. He stood next to me at the window, gazing at old sky lanterns and birdhouses made in winter, and windmills and wind chimes made in autumn. The world outside our one way seemed removed. His daydreams were barren despite his vision fixed in our backyard, tree swing and hedge trimmer halted by heartache, overgrown grass, patchy where the birch shade fell, complied with the winding rainfall. Like a 7-year-old, I pinched my bottom lip with my thumbnail and my index finger. I asked the question again, but he'd already answered in his silence. He poured the oatmeal into 2 ceramic bowls, mine scored with his and mom's initials. Another delay notification vibrated. I checked the time and left my phone face up. "Will you be okay, Papa?" He shoveled a hefty bite into his mouth and folded it on his tongue. "Your choice," he shrugged. I ate too.